Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRV 3.185. And we're glad to have you in here tonight. We're having a major snowstorm up here in the hills of Tennessee going up the East Coast, and we just hope and trust that you're nice and warm and the reception is good in your location and you're not having any trouble picking us up tonight. Praise Yahweh. We got part six. You don't want to miss it tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the, well, the wiggle worm from the dark hole. We're talking about 20 and 12, and we're in part six. I'm going to talk to you a little bit tonight about the agenda, if you will, of the New World Order and what their objective is. If you go back into time, and we're going back quite a few years, we're going to get the New World Order was already in existence by the time this man came on the scene, but he wrote the manual for the last days to be carried out through the New World Order and the Illuminati. Albert Pike and his plan for world dominion. Now, he's going to sacrifice three religions here to carry out his plan, and I've long told you about it. We're going to go over it one more time here tonight, praise Yahweh, for the benefit of those that are listening in, and give you the agenda of the Illuminati from the super agent Albert Pike. He was born on December the 29th in 1809 in Boston, Massachusetts, and he was the oldest of six children born to Benjamin and Sarah Andrews Pike. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he studied at Harvard or else, and he later served as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army. And after the Civil War, Pike was found guilty of treason. He was jailed and pardoned by fellow Freemason President Andrew Johnson on April the 22nd in 1866. Now remember, he was jailed and then he was pardoned in 1866 by Andrew Johnson. Now, Andrew Johnson is right here above me, 35, was born in Greenville, Tennessee, right here about 35 or 40 miles from me. And after that he pardoned Albert Pike, he must have been a fan of Mr. Pike, or he must have been interested in carrying out the agenda that Mr. Pike had started. He met with him the very next day. Now, remember, he's guilty of treason, convicted, and put in prison, and pardoned, and the next day sitting in the White House, being given the royal Scottish treatment, if you will. On June the 20th, in 1867, Scottish Rite officials conferred upon Johnson the 4th to the 32nd Freemasonry degree. And he later went to Boston to dedicate a Masonic temple. Pike, who was known to be a genius, was able to read and write in 16 different languages. An Italian revolutionary leader by the name of Mazzini, which was born in 1805 and died in 1872. He also was a 33rd degree Mason and was selected by the Illuminati to head the worldwide operations in 1834. Mazzini also founded the Mafia in 1860. And because of Mazzini's revolutionary activities in Europe, the Bavarian government cracked down on the Illuminati and other secret societies for allegedly plotting a massive overthrow of Europe's monarchies. As the secrets of the Illuminati were revealed, they were persecuted and eventually disbanded, but only to reestablish themselves in the depths of other organizations of which Freemasonry was the main vehicle. During his leadership, Manzini enticed Albert Pike into the now formerly disbanded but still operating Illuminati. Pike was fascinated by the ideal of a one-world government. And when asked by Manzini, he readily agreed to write a ritual guideline that was a transition from average high-ranking Mason into a top-ranking Illuminati Mason of the 33rd degree. Since Manzini also wanted Pike to head the Illuminati's American chapter, he clearly felt Pike was worthy and capable of such a task. Manzini's intention was that once that a Mason had made his way up the Freemason ladder and proven himself worthy, the highest ranking members would offer membership to the secret society within a society. As most occultists, Albert Pike had a spirit guide who dispensed divine wisdom and enlightened him regarding how to achieve the New World Order. One message that Albert Pike received from his spirit guide, and which in reality we knew that it had to be a demonic vision, he described in a letter that he wrote. And the letter graphically outlined plans to the Illuminati headquarters for three world wars. These were seen by Pike as necessary to bring about the one world order, and can you only but marvel at how accurately it has predicted the events that have already taken place, and I'm fixing to reveal those events. You're going to be appalled at the wisdom that these men had. It's not to say that the devil has powers of prophecy. We know that. But because his agents have undertaken to manipulate political events to closely follow his designs, for a short time, this letter was on display in the British Museum Library in London, and it was copied by William Guy Gar, a former intelligence officer in the Royal Canadian Navy. In 1871, Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason, buried in Washington, D.C., 13 blocks north of the White House, published the 861-page Masonic handbook known as Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Pike worked out a military blueprint that would compass three world wars and various revolutions throughout the world, which he considered would forward the conspiracy to its final stage, get this now, to come about in the 21st century. Now, he was writing in the 1800s, 1871 to be exact. The First World War, he spoke of it in his book, must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati, now that's the enlightened ones, these are satanic overtones, was required to overthrow the power of the czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. Wonder what they got planned for America. You see any similarities? Well, where do we get to the third and final stage of the intentions of the New World Order? Now, what's this got to do with 20 and 12? Well, it's got a whole lot to do with it, because I believe that 20 and 12 will be the springboard for setting up the final assault on the liberties and the righteousness that is in America and in other nations as well, because the empire of the Illuminati, who has the intentions, and they have a lot of patience, by the way, that they are taking their time and staging in three stages, World War One, World War Two, and World War Three, and we're going to give you the scenarios of all three wars. But the Third World War, it is marvelous how that they intend to set up the kingdom and to rule over the earth with a rod of iron. Remember, I told you in 20 and 12 that this will be the door of the possibly opening for Satan and his angels to come in, and the Bible said they will come in unaware, and they'll come in peacefully. After this world war, wouldn't it be a great time for Satan to appear once the new world order complete control of the world? Now, complete control. All governments working within a one world unified order. Would these countries participate voluntarily in a system that they belong to, and the elite in these countries would sacrifice their own kind for the ultimate end of their appointed objective, which is to rule the world with a rod of iron? Now, the Russian government fell in 1918. As Mr. Pike had planned, communism took over by a Zionist group, and it is quite well known that the people that established the communist government in Russia were Edomite Jews. I'm going to repeat that. The people that established the defeat of the czars, spoken of in Morals and Dogmas, we must overthrow the power of the czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the Angentor agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're already done away with the Christian values in America by the separation of church and state. And once that is established and they take over the state, then they take away your religion. And that's what these dumb Christians here that are voting for this socialist communist takeover that's been going on for quite a few years. Students of history will recognize that the political alliance of England on one side and Germany on the other, forged between 1871 and 1898 by Otto von Bismarck, the co-conspirator of Albert Pike, were instrumental in bringing about the First World War. This First World War was designed to enable the Tsarist government in Russia to be finally and completely overthrown. The new Russian government was foreseen to be atheistic and militaristic. Further, Pike specified that this new Russian government was to be communistic. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what have we got going on here in America? Let's read on. You're going to find out what the final clause of the New World Order is about to sink its final teeth into the country that was established as a lamb and then grew horns. The two horns is church and state. And then the last horn was broken off to where only state, like the communist country of Russia, taken over by Karl Marx. Now, we're going to find out something about Karl Marx. Karl Marx had published his Communist Manifesto, listen, in 1848, exactly 22 years before this occultic prophecy through Albert Pike. Isn't it interesting that the occultic number 22 keeps popping up? The multiplier numbers of 44 and 66 also keep appearing, as you will see in a few moments. Now, history records that the First World War did indeed occur just as listed above in the plan of morals and dogma. The Western powers in Europe, in conjunction with the United States, financed, listen to this now, Lenin's expedition into Russia. They financed his government, and they consistently have financed Russian communism at least once per decade since then, even submitting in World War II a set of plates of the American base dollar. These plates from the Federal Reserve was given to Russia to finance their part of the war at the expense of American people, unknown to a lot of people. Now the plot thickens. I'm going to show you that there is a people in the earth that claim to be Jews and are not. And they're leading the Christian nation of America into total collapse and ruin, just like it was against the czars in Russia in 1917-1918. Central to the Illuminati plan was the creation of a Jewish homeland. I'm going to repeat that. They needed to create a Jewish homeland to gather Jews for the reception of the Messiah and their ultimate rulership of the world. Palestine was in Ottoman land, and so the First World War disintegrated this major obstacle, and the Ottoman Empire was dismantled in 1924, ending 1,300 years of consolidated Islamic power. The Second World War, Mr. Pike fomented by taking advantage, he said, of the differences between the fascist and the political Zionist. Now remember, the fascist is Germany, and the political Zionist was the opposite side. This war must be brought about so that Nazism, the fascist, is destroyed, and that the political Zionism be made strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance the Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time that we would need for it to final the social cataclysm. Listen to this now, ladies and gentlemen. The plot thickens. I hope you people that are supporting Zionism are hearing me well tonight, because it's written in the morals and dogma plan long before all these events of 1948. But after the Second World War, communism was made strong enough to begin taking over weaker governments. And in 1945, at the Potsdam Conference between Roosevelt, later replaced by Truman, Churchill, and Stalin. Now, who was Truman? He was Jewish. Who was Churchill? He was Jewish. Who was Stalin? He was Jewish. And a large portion of Europe was simply handed over to Russia. And on the other side of the world, the aftermath of the war with Japan helped to sweep the tide of communism into the nemesis of now what is China. This is the card that they will play later on, as you will see. History again records that the Second World War did indeed accomplish all the objectives. The war started when Germany invaded Poland, causing Great Britain to declare war on Germany, and certainly the Pike vision of the Second World War, building Russian communism into a superpower, was fulfilled to a startling degree. Historians have always been mystified as to how Churchill and Roosevelt could have given away all of Eastern Europe to the Soviets, when the preponderance of power was clearly against the Soviets. Clearly, when Roosevelt and Churchill ceded all of Eastern Europe to Russia, the communist government of Russia, known now or then as the USSR, or the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, remind you of what's coming to America in socialism, completed its transition to a world superpower just as Pike's vision had foretold. Russia obtained the secret to making it a superpower by obtaining the secret formula for atomic power. And additionally, with the Second World War, and by the way, the two that brought the secrets to Russia were Jews, Zionist Jews. And if you remember, it was the Rosenfels. Additionally, with the Second World War, the role of the United Nations was established and secured. And with the so-called Holocaust propaganda about persecution of the Jews, it was created to argue for the creation of the State of Israel. By it, they convinced their own people into migrating from the various countries around the world to Israel, and in order to escape persecution and possible annihilation. They convinced the world under the guise of the United Nations to approve the establishment of the State of Israel, which led to the rise of communism, better known today as Zionism, veiled as Zionism, as a major world political force, even now running both Russia, China, Great Britain, France, and the United States, which today, the Third World War now becomes the key to Albert Pike's plan. Now, listen who they're going to sacrifice here. He said the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences that we have caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionist and the leaders of the Islamic world. Now, I'm going to state today that we are seeing the wedge driven into the rock of our understanding to split our minds into justification for another war. Now, why is it that Iran is talking in such warlike state, threatening to annihilate the Zionist of Israel? Why is it that Israel is now pushing the panic button to try to persuade the United States, its strongest ally, and Great Britain, and China, by the way, into defending or defeating the enemies of the state of Israel? Notice this. Mr. Pike says that the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionist, the state of Israel, must mutually destroy each other. Now, I want to repeat that. There is a Freemason agenda, according to Albert Pike in Morals and Dogmas, for three world wars, for the satanic powers of Antichrist, the kingdom, be set up to rule the world. Now, the spirits that spoke to Mr. Pike gave him such a diabolical plan that those in the political Zionist state of Israel are now playing into the hands of a system that it thinks is its friend. And ladies and gentlemen, the plan was for the Arabic Muslim world of Islam and the state of Israel to mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, in other words, that would be to take sides, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual. Remind you of the PMS series that I did, physical, moral, and spiritual. Remember the PS or the PMS series that I did. An economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil that the world has ever known. Then, everywhere the citizens will be obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. They will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, the disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will form that moment be without a compass or direction, destroying then Christianity. The three major world religions are in the sights, down the gun barrel of the history of time, to each be mutually destroyed by warring against each other. Now, does that remind you of a scripture in the book of Revelations where it says that I saw three unclean spirits? Those unclean spirits was Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, why? Each one seems that their ideals should produce revolutionary change formable social status among their countries. In other words, the countries of the Islamic faith. Right now, Iran. Right now, the nations surrounding it are clamoring for war to destroy, annihilate each other. And Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, those against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude will become disillusioned with Christianity. I mean, after so many Christian wars or religious wars, you notice how we have lost our sympathy in the world. You ever notice that we're no longer the savior of the Yankees coming to rescue you with a democracy when we ourselves are being socially taken over through communism to be atheistic in our government, and yet our people is loyal to Christianity, and therefore the two horns of the great beast of Revelation 13 now exposing itself, working into the plans of the Illuminati and the mastermind Albert Pike to destroy Zionism, the state of Israel, and to mutually destroy the Muslim Islamic countries, and then to turn against Christianity, and we will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose detestic spirits will form that moment and be without a compass or direction. I said last night, or night before last in my message, that the objective of the New World Order is out of chaos we rule. We will form that moment against the multitudes which have become disillusioned with Christianity, and we will destroy the religions of the world to accept our God, Satan, to rule this world in a peaceful and coexisting nature without religious factions who have lost their direction and are anxious for an ideal, but that without knowing where to render its adoration. We will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out into the public view. Now, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever read the Book of Morals and Dogmas? Over 800 pages of intriguing, written information back in 1861 through 1869. This agenda is hidden right in plain view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time, along with Judaism and Islam. The final Third World War to annihilate the three religious bodies that are warring, finally to be overcome by the Illuminati plan of one world order to receive the true light through the universal manifestation of Lucifer, our God. Oh my! Ladies and gentlemen, how are we ever going to overcome Satan and his causes which are dedicated to the overthrow of the nations to establish a Luciferian one world order as we go about our business of thinking that we've got a right to go over and kill the Muslims. I mean, we're flying the flags right now. Remember 9-1-1? Was that really a plan of the evil Islamic faction, the camel jockeys, that barely can ride a camel, let alone flying 747s with Sanessa or Canessa pilot training, little Piper Cubs, where they showed that these Islamic factions were, these revolutionaries were going to pilot school, and then they could accurately fly a 747 into buildings, which pilots, trained pilots that have flown 747 said that they couldn't pull off such a feat themselves. Were these planes robotic, systematically controlled, as these men boarded the planes, working maybe perhaps for someone that they didn't understand? They were given large sums of money to get on the plane. And then once they were on the plane, the cabin doors was locked automatically, and the planes flew by robotic control, remote control, into the buildings, and they perished as martyrs through the deception of the New World Order, who orchestrated 9-1-1 to flame the passions of the Christians against the Muslims, to support the Jewish state of the Zionist cause, and now even the Zionists, the Jews in Israel, are now, according to the New World Order plan, they themselves will become victims . And the Messiah gave the warning to all people, urging them to be spiritually prepared. Because he said, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations, perplexity, the waves and the sea roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the 20-12 scenario could possibly comply with the prophecies of the book of Revelation, and under the chaotic times, the real intention of the New World Order is out of chaos, out of the Third World War, wouldn't it be a great time for them to spring the final trap, as we are expecting things to happen in 20-12, and all we're going to get for our efforts is a New World Order, or the final phase, or the third and final World War. Because in 2012, the sun is going to experience a polar reversal, producing radiation emissions at the strongest level in 50 years. Although the sun's magnetic poles reverse every 11 years in the memory of man, the earth has never experienced such an event of the celestial alignments that are coming in 2012. Perfect. Perfect time for chaotic conditions on the earth, famine, waves of the sea sacrifice the world and the people in it for their own selfish cause when they are planning a mass exodus of probably 4 to 5 billion people to leave the planet in the near future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that would leave the elite who have survival places, places of protection, and after the ravages of this third world war, we don't know how long it's going to go on. Some predict 12 years. That this could be drawn out and the nations would fight to exhausting all of their resources, because wars have to be financed. And ladies and gentlemen, the first two wars were financed by people of the New World Order. The international banking system financed both sides of the war in World War I and both sides of the war in World War II. Now, the final, let's get ready to rumble, scenario coming up soon under the pretense of 20 and 12, we could possibly have or be in war before the 20 and 12, the Third World War. Look for another false flag attack from the Islamic side. Look for the retaliation of both Israel and the United States, Great Britain and France, and all of Europe. Look for Russia to come into the fray. Look for China, the way of the Euphrates, where over 100 million men will march, and then we will have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We're in for dire times. Men's heart will fail them. We will see signs in the stars and in the heavens and in the moon. All these things are written that the peak activity will be a massive peak in 2012, resulting in severe solar storms, atmospheric changes, and this can be predicted sunspots expected to be up to 50% stronger than the previous ones. NASA has begun making preparations for the problems that await. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be a great time in chaotic conditions for the rule of the New World Order, which is planned by Mr. Albert Pike as he wrote the book, the manual for the New World Order. And for those who do not believe this, you need to read Morals and Dogmas. It is a frightening book. This man was a genius. I read it and I was astounded at the intelligence and the wisdom. But then I read where he communicated with a spirit guide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is planned from the other side of the great cosmic ocean that lays between us and where Satan dwells. And in 2012, at the point of crossing, where we are near 2 years out, and there's a good strong possibility that the third and final world war planned by the Illuminati, written and orchestrated through Albert Pike, through a spirit that spoke from the other side and whispered in his ear, and he wrote down the master plan of a new world order. You wait to yourself to read it. It's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Are you ready? you able to stand in the appointed time? You know what the Messiah said? Beware of Satan. Beware of false prophets. Let's just suppose that 20 and 12 is a smokescreen for something bigger, something more covert and intelligent in terms of its operation. It is within the realms of possibilities that the New World Order will significantly take advantage of the 20 and 12 scenario and use it as a means for another end and for their appointed purpose. Well, you got my message here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. My time is coming gone. I apologize to you, praise Yahweh, for the delay coming on. It wasn't David's fault, and WWRB was my fault on my end. My phone, my transmitting station box that I transmit through has malfunctioned, and I couldn't use it, and I had to call back in a couple times, so we apologize for that. But we want you to be earnest. This is part six of the New World Order. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give him a call during business hours between 9 and 5 Central Time. Brother Paul for STEMTech up in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. I am sponsored by those who hold my hands up that I may be able to come to you through the means of radio, by those who would tithe to me and send their love offerings for the support that we need to stay on the air. We appreciate you for helping us. We dedicate this message especially to you tonight to beware, because the three major religions are going to start warring very soon. You look for it in your neighborhood. It will affect every man, woman, and child upon the planet. No one shall escape the wrath that Satan is going to bring upon this earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For Satan has come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my address. Simply write Pastor Buddy if you'd like to have this entire series of the wiggle worm from the black hole. We're talking about 20 and 12 and the scenarios that could present itself. This one that I've given you, number six, I did it purposely as the number of man. I believe it will involve the number of man. And man will war at the expense of a leadership of a new world order. They don't care anything about you. They didn't care anything about the German people that would suffer at the hands of the Allied bombs. They didn't care about the Kaiser and the French legions and the British and the Russians. They don't care about people. They only care about bringing in the satanic world leadership of the bright ones, the Illuminati. Satan will destroy religions so that he can rule. In an atheistic, I am God, worship me. And he will come at the expense and ignorance of those who do not know the master plan of the Illuminati. I have told you that it's written down as far back as the 1800s. You better listen up. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. You can call me. I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting jewel of the South right here in the great state of Tennessee. We're going around the world. We're also simulcast on internet, and you can go to our website. That's www.oneyahweh.com. One Yahweh, oneyahweh.com. Go to our website. You'll see some materials. Messages are posted there by our webmaster, Brother Bob. He's up to date, and there's thousands of hours of listening for your benefit. And we did a series back of this a couple of years ago, 12 hours of 20 and 12. This is an extension and an update, an addendum to those messages that we did then. Only this time, we're exposing the worm out of the black hole of the universe. And 2012, at the point of crossing, when the sun shall cross its elliptic path in the precession of the equinox in the 13,000 and the 13,000. Remember, Mr. Pike is buried 13 blocks from the official office of the kingship of the United States, which was formed in an Illuminati satanic pentagram design of Washington, D.C. You're seeing the effects of the New World Order. You ever wonder why your congressman changes when he gets to Washington? He becomes a victim of the power of the satanic who will take him captive at his will. You can write me tonight, as I said, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you.